Well, folks, it's official. Brian Hoyer will start for the Cleveland Browns against the Detroit Lions this Saturday. Coach Pettine addressed that decision and other topics in his post-practice presser.
I mean, that was the it was his job. He was the one coming into it. We did want to mix the groups up, as we did, but he's done nothing to have that taken away from him. So he'll be out there with the starters. Yeah, they've both made improvement. And I think they both are doing a good job of playing to their skill sets. I mean, it's obviously very different what they bring to the table. I think Brian's starting to feel very comfortable in the pocket. It was, even though it was a heart skipping a beat moment yesterday when he got hit, I think that might be the best thing for him, that he felt like, hey, I can take a shot like that on my knee and still be able to pop up. So I think he's feeling more confident, and then I think we all see what Manziel can do. That he make plays with his feet, but he's been probably better than we thought from in the pocket as well. He's been great. If you just were observer practice and didn't have a roster, you wouldn't think he was a rookie. He's great on the practice field. He asks the right questions. He's been very engaging in the meeting rooms. He really leans on Carlos, I think, is a good resource for those. For those young linebackers, and he's been a guy that's been as advertised. Ray's staying busy. He's just not bunkering in on next year's draft. I mean, he's going to work the roster and constantly looking for. There's a lot of different ways to add talent to your roster. Sometimes it's a guy maybe you've had an eye on that comes free, or it's because of a need where you have a guy that you lose to an injury, and you want to make sure that you're not putting the other guys at that position at undue risk because they're getting too many repetitions. That's the plan. I would like the starter to be with, I would just across the board, all positions, that we have starters in place. I've always been a part of, and more than likely will be here, of resting most of the guys in the fourth game. So that third game is critical to get that chemistry and that cohesion. We've mixed the lineups a lot, which is good because you're getting guys exposure they're in with the twos, they're in with the ones, they're going against the ones, going against the twos. But at some point, you got to settle down and develop that chemistry and that cohesion.